Yes, Winter Walk is coming up on Thursday, December the 8th, just a few days from now. The snowflake ornament has been hidden. The first clue is out. You can find that on our website. And now we have, well, the voice of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Barthow, joining us, along with Rachel Trinko, who is the... if she's the voice, you must be... what would I call you?
The elf.
The
Winter Walk.
The Winter Walk elf.
There you go.
Rachel Trinka. Good morning, ladies. Thank you so
Good
much
morning.
For coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff.
It's Thanks for here. The opportunity.
It's here, almost. We've got the snowflake ornament. Tim has hidden that, and we've got the first clue out there. So it's inevitable now. It has to happen. Winter Walk coming up Thursday.
It is inevitable. Oh, so excited. I keep saying this every year, that this has to be my very favorite event. This year, we've got everything we've had in the past, plus more.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to hear
more.
About it?
You got some new stuff this year?
We do, Jeff. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
For our listeners out there, if you're unfamiliar with Winter Walk, if you're new to the area, it is a transformative time in Northfield, at least transforming into for one night into something really special. A lot of events going on. Why don't we start off with some of those traditional things that you have, the people can have grown to love and can't expect to see again?
Yeah, well, it kicks off with the middle school choir. They come down, the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders sing. At 5 o'clock, there's a, I think they sing first, or do they do the countdown first? I'm not even sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually running in circles at that time.
But there is a ceremony to
there's
start the whole thing.
Ceremony, that's a good word. And there's a countdown, and that's when Bridge Street lights up, everything lights up, and singing, that must be when the singing starts. And the event begins, the formal kickoff.
So we'll have the showmobile that will be out.
Yep.
Correct.
You're
and
right.
That's where the kids are going to be singing from?
Yep.
Okay.
5 o'clock. Well, Santa's going to be coming down on Bridge Square riding a fire truck along with Frosty and Rudolph. And in my head, they're all going to show up at 5 o'clock when the choir counts down. The mayor's going to lead the countdown. And at 5 o'clock, it will be magic.
It'll just happen.
It will just happen. It'll be perfect.
Can't wait. Are they filming a movie this year?
No movies? No.
Well, it's got to be a good one, nevertheless. So anyway, that happens, and that really lights up Bridge Square, gets people in the mood, along with what the Chamber does. So many of the stores individually will have their own singers, musicians, fun and games and such. So a lot of that going on. Speaking for the Chamber, what are the things you have planned?
Personally?
No.
What are we going to do that night?
As a Chamber of Commerce.
Oh. Well, basically, I mean, Winter Walk just about runs itself. I mean, it's been a tradition for 24 years, and everybody downtown wants to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
They all want to be part of the action and obviously get people into their stores and stuff. So inside the entertainment guide, there's a program of events. The library, I'm looking right across the street.
I know you have to talk into a microphone while you're going across.
While I'm looking across the street, I'll have to talk and thank
yeah.
you. They'll be having some of the mini train sets.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those are going. They're going to be having some activities, some treats. There's going to be refreshments up and down Division. Hot chocolate inside and outside. I know Fate Furnishings is having a middle school band performance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rare Pair has that guitar guy. Hold on.
Randy Ferguson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There we go. Year after year he comes. He'll be there for an hour between 6:30 and 7:30. So be sure to check the program. There's so many events. I can't name them all. We'd be here all day.
Well, be sure to check those things out. Now, we have, along with the horseshoe hunt, do you have any other promotions going on? I know in the past we've had some different things and maybe register to win something. Or is there any of that going on?
Well, I know Three Links is going to be having one of those big giant game wheels. And you can register there and mm-hmm. win a basket of Northfield goodies, I think, is what they're having.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some. They're going to have the basket there. So be sure to stop by there, take a look, and take a spin.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of places will probably have something something up their sleeve for this. It should be a real good time.
We're looking forward to it.
What else do you have going on?
We've got a few new sponsors this year. The Santa will be at Bridge Square, and one of his helpers. Well, these are helpers. These are helpers around. Santa's helpers.
They're also not elves. They're helpers because we've got the elf here.
Yeah. They'll be helpers. One of the helpers will be on Bridge Square in Santa's house, and one of the helpers is going to be inside the Northfield Historical Society also. So got a few chances if you want to take pictures with Santa. Hosanna Church is sponsoring the Santa house downtown this year. It's called the Hosanna House. So that was new this year. They're also, they've got a few dozen volunteers, I think, coming on Wednesday to put the luminaries out a little early. We've got about 1,200 luminaries, and we're doing kind of a hybrid this year. Bridge Square, again, in my head, Bridge Square is going to have all real luminaries with real candles, which light just a little brighter than the electric ones do. And so Bridge Square is going to have the real deal, and then up and down Division will be the, we'll have more spread out along Division, and it'll just be, it's going to be so pretty.
I know. It's one of those picturesque times that certainly is suitable for a postcard. I don't know if you've ever made postcards out of Winter Walk, but that may not be a bad thought.
That would be good.
There you have it.
There we go.
Once again, Winter Walk is coming up Thursday. Will there be, you know, we're going to have Santa there, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Will there be some real live reindeer this year? I don't think there are they around anymore, the reindeer?
There are. They're expensive.
Oh, are they?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We tried a couple years ago. Maybe we'll try again for the 25th. Next year. We'll put that on the list for the 25th. I love that.
Okay, settle for, you know, 10 drummers drumming or lords a-leaping. Get some lords to leap out there. You've got them made.
There will be the Grinch. The Grinch will be at Community Resource Bank. So he will be there, too. So take some pictures. The James Younger Gang will also be at Aldridge Technology. So that's another photo op. So there's about, three or four different photo opportunities also throughout the town. Bo the dog at Marketplace 416 is kind of a famous dog around the block. So
it's nice to have that.
I was going to say, if you could find 10 friends, you guys could be our Lords of Leaping.
I don't have 10 friends. People generally don't like me that much, at least not enough to get them out there leaping.
Nice visual, though.
Jane Bartho and Rachel Trinka are with us. We're talking Winter Walk, which is coming up in just a couple of days, this coming Thursday in downtown Northfield from, 5 to 8, 5 to 9?
5 to 9.
5 to 9.
Yeah.
Activities aplenty.
Horse and wagons, correct me if I'm wrong, 4:30, correct?
Yeah, if you want to come down, we've got all the horse and wagons being hitched up at the same time in the same space this year. So Family Fair was kind enough to block off their south parking lot. So if you want to come and see those big Percheron horses,
they're
amazing. They're magnificent. Yeah, so they'll get them out of the trailers onto their wagons, and they've got bells and lights, and it's kind of fun. So if you want to come up or come downtown, I guess I should say, near 4:30, they're going to start. And let me tell you who's sponsoring our horse and wagons, if
please
that's okay.
Please do, yeah.
Apple Auto is, Apple Chevy, I guess I should say. Edina Realty, Rebound Partners, Property Geeks, Forget Me Not Florist, and Northfield Auto. So it's kind of a hot spot to have on those wagons because they've done that year after year. It's very, very generous of them.
And it's very Christmassy.
We appreciate it, yes.
All right. Any other sponsors you'd like to mention?
I would.
Anything else? Well, please do.
I would. We have had generous sponsors this year. Hometown Credit Union has been the tree sponsor for quite a number of years. I think they, four years now, close. So we really appreciate that. They've decorated the tree. If you take a look downtown, it's all hometown colors. It's kind of cool. The tree was donated from Paisley Gardens. So Rachel Kinney has done that year after year as well. We've got Snowflake Ornament Hunt. We were talking mm-hmm. about that. The purse increased this year to 1,000 chamber bucks because we added another sponsor this year. We've got Northfield Retirement Community, Nuker, Ritchie Eye Clinic, and Northfield Wi-Fi came aboard this year. And so $1,000 is what that snowflake is going to go for.
People are out there looking for it right now, as the first clue is already 49 minutes old.
No idea. Where that clue
nope,
led me.
Nope. I haven't thought about it too much, but my initial thought was, huh?
Same.
Maybe tomorrow.
Same. We've got a new edition of the train ride, a barrel train ride for kids mm-hmm. on the 600 block this year. And Northfield Hospital is sponsoring that. And Bridgewater Produce Farm donated that train, that barrel train.
Oh, neat.
We were out there for a pumpkin patch visit, and I spied that out of my eye, and I'm like,
barrel tip.
I know how to use that. So called them up, and they said, sure. So
oh,
thanks,
right.
thanks to the Larson family for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Luminary sponsors. How much time do we have here?
Yeah, we got another minute or so.
Professional Pride Realty is sponsoring the Luminaries, along with Service Master by Iyett and Slumberland. Pete from Professional Pride is also going to be our conductor that night. So he's going to be the train engineer. Is there a difference between engineer and conductor? Are they the same?
I'm not sure. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go, yeah, they're the same.
Okay, yeah, no, that
Pete,
sounds
Pete
good.
Does it.
He's, yeah, I'm so excited to see this thing. So I'm going to dress them up to make them look a little Christmassy.
Yeah, hopefully he has that, like, maybe a cross between Santa's hat and Casey Jones' hat.
Ooh. We got 3 days to get on that.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. We also have a 10-foot inflatable gingerbread house that Merchants Bank has sponsored that mm-hmm. this year. That's going to be on Bridge Square, kind of like the entrance to the new Winter Walk Candy Land area.
Mm.
And the Candy Land area was sponsored by Nuger and Rebound and Post.
Candy Land.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
We've got giant suckers and giant Hershey's Kisses and giant gumdrops. And, oh, it's going to be really cool. So it's a great picture opportunity for you and your family.
Looking forward to it. We're about out of time. Any final thoughts?
Oh, I do.
Sure. I was just going to say, too. Yeah, Taylor Truck Line is sponsoring the Marvelous car. So they have a Marvel painted sports car that will be out. They will have a big truck semi downtown as well, and then they'll have this marvelous car that will be there as well.
Like so. Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, sorry.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's all happening Thursday night downtown Northfield from 5 to 9. Make it a point. It's become a Northfield tradition put on by the Chamber of Commerce and all the participating merchants downtown. Northfield at its best in the wintertime, no doubt. Ladies,
wonderful.
Thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we will see you on Winter Walk.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. From the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, as Chamber President Jane Bartho, along with Rachel Trinka, you're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. M&N is coming up next.
You don't want your valuable mail and packages being left outside while you're away. Instead, send it to Graphic Mailbox. They can receive your package so it's kept safe and is ready for you to pick up when it's convenient for you. Graphic Mailbox's team can help you ship almost anything, anywhere, and are the perfect stop to have high-quality graphics made for signs, decals, and anything else you could need. They are a great one-stop shop for all of your graphic and shipping needs. Stop by Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall today.
AM 1080 KYMN, FM 95.1, K236CO, Northfield.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
It is your fate to have beautiful furniture in your home. At Fate Furnishings, they have a great selection of handcrafted artisan goods, from beautiful bracelets and earrings to mahogany and mid-century modern tables, and pieces perfect for any occasion. With their great selection, they are sure to have something perfect for your aesthetic taste. Stop in especially during the Winter Walk to hear live Christmas music performed by the Northfield Middle School Band. Then, grab a beautiful, locally made painting or vase for an incredible Christmas present. It is your fate at Fate Furnishings, North.